age of 74, George Philip Telemann received the news that his 40-year-old son had died and that his 7-year-old grandson, George Michael, was orphaned. Telemann organized for the little boy to travel from Plön in Schleswig-Holstein to Hamburg to come and live with him. George Michael was to live with his grandfather for 12 years until the famous composer died in 1767 at the age of 86. Telemann's last years were plagued with the same affliction as Bach and Handel, a gradual loss of his eyesight. I imagine that his grandson helped him with the challenges that this presented, as Telemann continued to compose right up to his death. Not surprisingly, George Michael was also given a comprehensive musical training under his grandfather's care. When Telemann died, George Michael was 19. He immediately stepped into his grandfather's position as musical director of the Hamburg churches. The position was temporary, while C.P.E. Bach, Telemann's godson, arranged to leave Berlin to take up the post. George Michael was then free to study at the University of Kiel. A set of letters exist between C.P.E. Bach and George Michael, showing that C.P.E. Bach struggled in his new position with the expectation that he would be as prolific as his predecessor. In 1773, George Michael moved to Riga in Latvia. There he was appointed as music director of the city's churches and cantor of the cathedral. He directed the performance of 21 of his grandfather's passions, and he taught at the cathedral school. Most of his compositions were for the church, but he also wrote concertos and chamber music. Here is the second movement, Vivace, from George Michael Telemann's Concerto in B minor, played by Camerata Köln. He was clearly influenced by his esteemed grandfather.
Thank you.
That was the second movement from George Michael Telemann's Concerto in B minor, played by Camerata Köln. To hear this again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.